biofeedback. That knowledge could conceivably translate into an ability to fine-tune those states at will through either pharmacology or sophisticated biofeedback techniques.
For ordinary folks, biofeedback can be a useful tool in treating dozens of ailments, from asthma to epilepsy, chronic pain to drug addiction. It is perhaps the single most effective treatment for Raynaud's disease, a condition mainly afflicting women, in which the fingers turn white, cold, and painful when they are exposed to cold.
Biological clock. As the tick-tick-tick of the biological clock sounded ever louder, aging baby boomers got down to the business of having a baby boomlet of their own.
Around Tokyo, many young people speculate that the reason might be as simple as the ticking of the biological clock. She was nearing 30, late for a Japanese woman to marry and have children. And, with the crown prince in the picture, very few men would be willing to court her.
Centenarian. The picture of 4 million doddering, medically needy centenarians is not pretty, but the prospect may not be so grim. Darwin. Ever since Darwin, the idea of survival of the fittest as an inexorably progressive force has been misused to justify poverty, genocide, and suffering in general.
As many small businessmen see it, the government is letting thousands of them sink through a Darwinian selection, survival of the biggest. Fernando Ponce controls more than 50 corporations. "We employ almost 5,000 people," he says. "That's our main strength. You just can't let an enterprise like this die."
Eugenics. During his more forthright racist days, he had eugenic solutions for the problem. Tax deterrence to breeding by the lower class, matched by incentives for the genetically superior. Eyeless gene. Marvel's William McGinnis, a Yale University biologist, "All you have to do, it seems, is switch on the eyeless gene, and you get these beautiful eyes." Genetic engineering. Most people strongly oppose human genetic engineering for any purpose except to cure disease or to grow more food. A substantial majority, 58%, think altering human genes is against the will of God. DNA fingerprinting. Matching a suspect's DNA, the genetic material found in most cells, with DNA found in blood or semen at the scene of a crime, can provide seemingly indisputable evidence of guilt. But now DNA fingerprinting is itself on trial, and shadows of doubts are falling on detective work that once seemed virtually infallible. Homo sapiens. And our own species, Homo sapiens, may be much older than anyone had suspected. If even portions of these claims prove to be true, they will force a major rewrite of the book of human evolution.
It's also difficult to say whether art originated in a specific part of the world. By the time of humanity's great artistic awakening, Homo sapiens had probably already traveled from its African homeland through most of Europe and Asia.
Human Genome Project. Last year, after months of deliberation, Collins left his faculty post at the University of Michigan Medical School to lead the Human Genome Project, an audacious effort to decipher the complete genetic script contained in human cells. P53. Dr. Curtis Harris, a molecular epidemiologist, has been examining cells from liver and lung cancer patients, searching for mutations in a tumor suppressor gene known as P53. Pavlov Ivan Petrovich. Soviet psychiatry began to take shape in the 1920s and drew especially on the work of physiologist Ivan Pavlov.
By early 1984, investigators concluded that 369 of the 400 children interviewed had been abused. McFarland's technique seemed Pavlovian. Emotional rewards to the children who accused the teachers, rebuffs to those who did not.
Symbiosis.
He did not set out to raise the dead, but rather to study symbiosis, the mutually beneficial relationship that exists between complex organisms and their microbial fellow travelers. To that end, Kano began working with insects fossilized in ancient amber and the microbes, presumably long dead, that their bodies contained.